The title of this message is Put the Band-Aids Down. Put the Band-Aids Down. And so what we've done many times, we have been saved, and if you're not saved, you need salvation. And so I want to say that. If you're not saved, you need salvation. You will never be whole. You will never get to the joy and the peace and the happiness that the Lord has for you in this life. And if you leave here in that condition, you can't be with the Lord. And so I want to encourage you. I want to promote Christ this morning. You can be saved. You can live this Christian life. And you can go to heaven at the end of your journey. And so if you're not saved, I want you to be considering seriously the matter of your soul. You can go to heaven. You can be a child of God. But if you are saved, I want you to understand that many times we settle for things that God never intended for us to settle. The Bible tells us to launch out into the deep. And so it's not just salvation that we want, but we want the benefits of salvation. We want to be whole. We want to be healthy. We want to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And so God has that for you and for me. And so we have to find out about it first. And then we got to put in for it. We got to meet the condition that the Lord has for us. And then we'll get that benefit. The enemy, of course, of all souls, he's going to do all that he can to keep you from getting what God has for you. But I want to encourage you this morning. God's got something greater for you. He's got something better for you. He's got a full and complete salvation, and everything is wrapped up in that. Any need that you may have, He can supply. Any shortcoming, He can fix. Any hurt or trauma or sadness or sorrow or whatever it might be, I want to encourage you this morning. God can do it. He can do it. May God help us this morning. He can do it. And so I want to encourage this morning. This is deep on my heart, and you can see God has something for us this morning. Want you to get onward up with Christian Soldier. It's better farther on, is it not? May the Lord help us this morning. God is the healer. And I want you to understand that. He is the healer, all right? And so what that means is all healing comes from God. All of it. May God help us this morning. So if He made the human body, remember we talked about how the blood will work a perfect cure, cleanse the heart and keep it pure. We talked about its defensive properties. We talked about how the blood that Jesus shed upon the tree is similar to the blood that we have in our body, because of the blood in our body, it brings healing, it brings help. And so God does that for us. And so God is the healer. Y'all pray for me this morning. And so the healing that the blood that God gives us for our body, it parallels the blood of Jesus. And so the blood of Jesus that He shed upon the tree is also able, not only, and this is where we get stuck at, Lord, heal my body. Lord, I got a hurt back. I got a hurt knee. I got a hurt whatever. We get stuck there. God's got healing for the spiritual man way deep down in your soul. He's got that for you. He wants you to have that by the grace and help of God. He said He wants us to prosper and be in health even as our soul shall prosper. And so He wants us to have. He doesn't want you walking around injured and hurt in your soul. We got the spiritual man. We got the physical man. But He may not heal that physical man, but He will heal that spiritual man. You don't have to walk around in those conditions. Put them band-aids down. May God help us this morning. May God be with us this morning. Exodus 15 and 26. We have a spiritual man and we have a physical man. And so what God has guaranteed us through salvation, what is available to us through salvation is healing for our souls. Our very souls, our very hearts, our very minds, the things that we can't get to, God has healing for that. And I want to encourage you this morning that you can have it by the grace and help of God. You and I can get all of it. Read that for us, please. Exodus 15, 26. Amen. All right. All right.
I am the Lord that healeth thee.
I am the Lord that healeth thee. He was talking about here, this is Old Testament, and the Egyptians were getting all that badness because they weren't obeying. I want us to understand that there's a condition that we're going to have to meet in order to get the healing, and there always is conditions in order to get the healing, and we'll talk about that. But God has the healing for us. It says here in the scripture, if you will hearken to the voice of the Lord, if you'll do what's right in his sight, if you'll give ear to his commandment and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you, and I am the Lord that healeth thee. We're doing that. If we're doing that already, then why do we not why are we not putting in for the healing that we need in our hearts? Huh? He said he came to heal the brokenhearted. He said he came to set at liberty them that are bruised. He said he came to bind up the brokenhearted. And so if we're in captivity this morning, if we're in a place where we're saved, but we're not getting the joy of the Lord, God has something better for us. May the Lord help us. There's conditions to meet, and we'll talk about those. But we can have that. I want you to know that we can have it. Just like he can heal the body, he can heal the soul. May God help us this morning. So many times we see the natural healings that God has for us. But I want us to be thinking about, what do we have in our hearts this morning that needs to be healed? What have we gone through that even in salvation, it still is affecting us? How can I love like I need to love? How can I tell people about the love of God with conviction? How can I administer to the needs that I see around me if I'm really trying to be okay myself? How can I do that? And so the Lord has something for us, and I'm just notifying you of it. I'm not the healer. I'm just making you understand that it's available, and you can have it, and I want to have it by the grace and help of God. I've got some of it, but I want it all by the grace and help of God. It says in Isaiah 53:5, it says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and I want you to get a hold of this. With his stripes, we are healed. It's not just talking about physical healing. It's talking about things that are way deep down in our souls. I'm going to coin a phrase. I don't know if I'm coining this or not. Maybe somebody else has talked about it. I don't even know. Listen, you just have to bear with me and pray for me. If I'm wrong, somebody will correct me. Be sure of that. May the Lord help us. But I believe that if the outward man, you know how the Bible talks about the inward man and the outward man? What's the inward man? Is it talking about guts and heart and all that? What's it talking about? It's talking about that heart. And the way we know that is because it says, though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. All right? And so it's talking about the spirit of the man. All right? And so I'm going to say that there, if there's a spiritual man, then there can be spiritual injury. That's the term. All right? There can be spiritual, something that has happened to us that hurt us in our very spirits. All right? And so God came so that we can have healing with that. We can't fix that in and of ourselves. The world doesn't have the answer to that. A spiritual injury needs a spiritual solution. All right. And so I can love you as much as I want to. I can be kind to you and all of those things, and all of that matters. All of that counts. But if that spirit has been injured, we need the healing that these scriptures are talking about. And God can do that for us. May God help us this morning. It says with his stripes, we are healed. May God help us not only in the body, not only in the mind, but deep down in our very souls, God's able to do that. He wants us, if I'm sick, how am I going to help somebody else? Huh? How can I do it?
When we were going to get on the fire department, those of us that have done that, one of the things that they did is they wanted to make sure that we were okay ourselves. So you had a psychological exam. You had a physical exam. You had cognitive exam. They want to make sure that you understand that 1 + 1 = 2. So if you're not okay in the mind, you're not okay in, see what I'm saying? How can you go out and be helping somebody else? I ain't going to lie to you. I think somebody cheated on some of those exams, but we ain't going to talk about that this morning. May the Lord help us this morning. The point is, God knows what we need in order to be not only successful Christians, to have the joy and peace. Didn't he say that he wanted us to have joy and peace? Didn't he say that Jesus, that's what Jesus came to bring? Well, don't answer this question out loud, but answer it in your heart and in your mind. Do you have it? Do you have it more abundantly? And if not, why not, if you're saved? May the Lord help us. I'm saying that we can have it by the grace and help of God. All right, it says here in Isaiah 61 and 1 through 3, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. I'm trying to give y'all the good news of the Lord. All right. Good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive. Is your heart broken? Right. Is it broken? What we do is we mask. Yeah. That's what we do. Heart's broken. Suffering, going through some things, and listen, it's hard to fix a broken heart, because you can't just go through your throat and go down in there and adjust some things. You can't do it that way. No. You need the Lord to help you with that. Yeah. And so what we do is we learn how to cope, and we learn how to mask. Lord bless. We learn how to cope and mask, when really what we need is healing. Yeah. How is the heart going to work properly if it's broken? May God help us. It's quiet up in here, but it's true any old way. I want the love of God to help the love of God to ever show in me. Precious Lord, give me strength and help the love of God to ever show in me. As I walk on this earth, as I labor and toil, give me grace to stand for thee. How can I, even though I'm saved, I know people, they're saved. They are saved, but their hearts are still not right. There's still some brokenness going on. There's still some things that have not been dealt with that only God can deal with. I can pray with you. I can pray for you. And we're going to do that, those that are the people of God. But we don't want you to have to live and dwell in that condition. Sooner or later, it's going to be too heavy. It's going to be too much for us. And the enemy's going to have inroad there if we're not careful. So our broken hearts, we bring to God and we lay them at his feet. Lord, my heart is broken. The thing that happened to me, those things that happened to me, what they said to me, what they did to me, Lord, I'm not okay yet, Lord. And sometime it might take one time, might take two, might take 10, 15, 1,000. It doesn't matter how many times. Bring it to the Lord until you get your blessing. All right? Because it's not that he can't do it, but sometimes what we do is Lord, here, this is where it's hurt, right here. It's hurt right here, Lord. And the Lord goes to reach for it, and we say, wait a minute, Lord, wait a minute. Hold a minute, Lord. I know I asked you to help me, Lord, but Lord, it's too sensitive, Lord. You might hurt it. You might mess it up. May God help us. May he help us this morning. And so there's an agreement that we have to come to the Lord with. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, anointing me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. Send me to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives. Some people are captive. They want to love. They have love in their hearts. Right. We're going to that broken heart again. That love is in there. They know that they love you. Yeah. But they don't trust you. And they don't trust a whole bunch of people. And so it's very hard for them to extend that love. It's in there. But it's hard to extend that love and to receive love. All right? And so I'm in a marriage. See, I'm getting there today. I'm sorry, y'all. You're going to have to go with me because this is the truth and this is how it happens. I'm in a marriage. I'm broken. She's broken. And we two broke hearts trying to love one another. We need the Lord to heal us. We need the Lord to heal us. See, these are the types of things that people bring into their marriage, and you're on the outside and you're looking in and you see and you know they love each other, but neither one of them can get it right because they're not okay. Does that make sense? I can't do it. And so what I need is, Lord, I need you to fix me so I can love my wife. So I can be that father to my children that you want me to be. Amen. And God is saying, I have that for you. All right. This message is so long, I have to move forward. But read these scriptures and get a hold of it. I'm going to read it. I'm not going to go over. If I'll get bogged down and I won't be able to get to what I need to get to. But let me just, I'm going to read it and then I'm going to go to, because I got to get to some other things. All right. So it says here in Isaiah 61, verse number 2, proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance for our God, to comfort all that mourn. Are you grieving? Are you mourning? Nobody can tell you that you shouldn't be mourning. They don't know what you went through. They don't know what you went through, how it affected you. Nobody can tell you that. You can grieve and mourn the loss of human beings, but you can't tell me that my wife that I lost, or my husband that I lost, or whatever it is that is causing me to grieve, you can't tell me I'm wrong about that. God won't do it. He doesn't do that. What he does is he sees that you're mourning, he sees that you're grieving, and he wants to do something about it. He wants to help you. May the Lord help us. Sometimes it's our own selves. I'm grieving, I'm mourning, and I don't want to admit it. I don't want it, because if I admit it, I got to deal with it. And so I'm okay, you're okay, we're okay. Okay? We're not okay. Lord, help us. There is help. There is hope. There is healing. To appoint them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. Do you believe that you can have joy? Those that are grieving, those that are mourning, can God do an exchange program with you? Those, can you give those ashes up and have beauty? Can you give that mourning to him and he give you joy? The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I'm weighed down and I'm weighted down every single day. And I'm just trying to keep my head up and keep my head above water. And it seemed like something is pushing me down. Lord, help us. God has that for us. God has that for us. He has hope. He has healing. He has help. How can I speak on God's ability to heal a sin-sick soul if I'm still sick? How can I speak about it with conviction about a cure if I haven't got mine yet? The Lord has something. One of the reasons why I get so passionate and excited about stuff is because God has done some of these things. I'm not telling you that I'm all the way fixed, but I'm a whole lot more fixed than I was. Don't make me anybody special. He'll do it for you too. It's him that's special, and he's done that for me, and so that's why I'm proclaiming it. I can't do nothing but proclaim it. I'm glad that I'm saved, but I'm even more glad that he's able to take my broken heart. He's able to take my negative mindset, my poor self-image, my bad attitude. Do you know what a bad attitude is? Want me to tell you what it is? It's a symptom of a greater problem. Did you know that? When I'm hurting myself, when I feel bad about myself, when I'm down on myself, then I got a bad attitude with everybody else. And sometimes that's just a defense mechanism. I don't want you to hurt me, so stay away from me. I'll just act like this, and then you won't get close, and then I won't be close, and you can't hurt me if you ain't close. Amen. And so God doesn't say, well, that person has a bad attitude, so I'm not going to deal with them. No. No. He sees and he knows and he understands. He does. And so what he wants to do is he wants to heal you. He wants to get to that place that is hurting you, that is keeping you from being who you would even want to be. He wants to get. Is there a place in your heart where even you won't go? Are there some things hidden there you don't want nobody to know? He's handing you a key with tears of love on his face. He says, I want to make you free. Let me go in the secret place. May the Lord help us this morning. I want you to get the help that you need. The devil doesn't want you to get the help that you need. What he does is he tries to make it impossible. And what he also does, he tries to put it on you. You're the one that messed up, and so you're the one that got to fix this. Liar. 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 Even if you did mess up, you're not going to fix it. It's going to take the Lord to help you to fix these things. All right. Matthew 17 and 28. What's it say? You beat me there. Go ahead and read it, please. What did I write? See, he's hating on me. I wrote the wrong scripture down. Well, thankfully, I know what the scripture is that I want. Thank the Lord. It says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Now, y'all tell me where that's found. I know that's in there. 11 and 28. That's all that is bad handwriting. Y'all just going to have to forgive me. Matthew 11 and 28. So condition number one and condition number two, they are interchangeable. All right? And so we're going to talk about the conditions that will help us to get the help that we need. All right? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. So two things are taking place simultaneously. First, I'm acknowledging, there's three things really. First, I'm acknowledging that I need help. All right? Number two, I'm acknowledging that he's the one that can help me. This is very important. I'm going to talk about that. We need to take what we have in terms of spiritual, emotional, mental, all of those things that you can't get through through natural causes. We need to take those to the one that can actually help us. All right? And then we need to come to him. So we acknowledge who it is that can help us. And then we acknowledge we got to stop this. I'm a self-diagnosed. You know, there's a lot of self-diagnosers out here. Let me Google it. Hold on. I'm crying and I don't know why. Let me Google it. Lord help us. We will self-diagnose and we will self-treat. What's the title of the message? Put the band-aids down. We get to it. Y'all stay with me. So what happens is we got to acknowledge that I've tried to fix this problem and I can't fix it. I'm going to go to the one. So it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. All right? And so when we acknowledge that we have a problem, we acknowledge that we can't fix it. And if we can't fix it, let me tell you, nobody else can either. Don't waste your time. Remember the woman at the well? One of the reasons why she didn't get the healing that she got needed was what? Y'all remember the story? She had been all over to all kinds of different physicians, right? A woman tried many physicians, yet grew worse, so to Jesus she came. So what if she had flip-flopped that whole thing? She came to Jesus first. She wouldn't have to go to those many physicians. All right, so acknowledging who can help us, acknowledging what we need, and acknowledging that nobody else can help us is very important. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give thee rest. I can't reject the healer and then ask him, why is he not healing me? I'm going to give you a paramedic and patient analogy. Sometimes we run on the, and I've said this before, sometimes we run on patients and they hurt bad. broke leg, broke arm, broke something or another. And before the healing, and listen to me, before the healing can begin, we have to set that brokenness. Right. We have to try to set it at least one time in the field. Lord help. So initially, there's going to be some pain. And so we tell him, we say, hey, you know, your leg is broken. And it hurts bad. But if we can, we're going to manipulate that thing and we're going to put it back in alignment. The pain is going to be better. And that's, believe it or not, where the healing begins. Now, there has to be an agreement between the paramedic and the patient. Because if there's not that agreement, then we can't do it. We legally can't do it. And even if we start to do it and they tell us to stop, we need to stop. Because that's the way God is. Sometimes God come in and he says, listen, this may hurt a little, but it's going to get way better along the way. And it's going to completely and entirely heal. May the Lord help us. You and I have to come to the Lord, acknowledging that he's the one that can do it. And then let him do it, whatever he needs to do, and trust. You can trust the Lord. You can trust the Lord to do what it is that he says he's going to do. And so he will do it. May the Lord help us. But we have to be willing to allow him to do it. All right. If I'm trying to clean and dress my own wound, sometime that happened. It's one of two things. We'll get there. And something done happen. And you got this somebody, whomever they might be, and they're going to fix the problem. Right. They are hindering you from getting to the true patient because they want to tell you all about it. Listen, just let me get to the patient so I can help the patient. And you get out the way. I appreciate what you're trying to do, but you're making it worse. Please let us get in here and help it. And so that's what can happen as well. We put our trust in other people because we love them and they love us, but they can't do it though. That's the problem. They can't do it. They don't have the knowledge. They don't have the understanding. They don't have the expertise and they are not the healer. God has all of those things and he is all of those things. All right. And so moving forward, we got to get what we got to get that hindrance out of the way so we can get what we need. We got to be humble. Remember James 4:6. It's talking about grace and more grace. Grace is an access. I love that scripture because it's kind of like Psalms 46:1. Doesn't matter what kind of trouble you in, you can get the help that you need with your refuge and strength. Now, James 4:6 talks about not only getting grace, but more grace, but we have to meet the condition. We have to be humble, all right? So we talked about condition number 1, 2, and 3. I want to talk about the title of the message. Put the Band-Aid down. What the enemy wants to do to every Christian, if he can, is what's called death by 1,000 cuts. Y'all ever heard that? If you have one gaping, huge wound, what would that do to you? If somebody come to you and they, God forbid, I'm giving you an image in your mind and you think about it. Somebody come to you, they take a humongous knife and they stab you. What would you do? You're going to get some help immediately, right? But what if they just, little nick here, little nick there, little nick here and there, nick upon nick upon nick upon nick, right? Thousands of nicks. This is what he's doing to Christians. Because the Christians got a handful of Band-Aids, things that will fix the problem. And they're trying to keep up with all these little nicks, all these little offenses that we incur, all these little negative talk that people do, all the mistreatment that we deal with. A lot of times, instead of taking that to the Lord, we just get out our handy-dandy Band-Aids, and we're going to get all of it. We can't even get all of it because some of them we can't get to it because it's behind us. All right? Let me ask you a question, though. If you're doing that, and they're just little itty-bitty cuts, are you still bleeding? Yeah. You see? You still can bleed to death with a bunch of little cuts, just like you can bleed to death with a big old cut. You see? And so what we're trying to promote this morning is, if you have that kind of a problem where we're just ignoring the injury, we're just going to bear down and bear through it. We're just going to get whatever our crutch is, we're going to use that instead of using the Lord. I want to encourage you this morning, take them little baby cuts to the Lord too. He's the healer. All right, because what's going to happen is you're going to have a whole bunch of Band-Aids, and some of them going to be working, and then some of them going to be bled through and falling off, and you're going to be trying to just keep up with all the nonsense, and that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you trying to keep up with all these different things when all you need to do is just take it to the Lord and say, Lord, this hurt me, this bothered me. I know it's little, but I want you to help me with this. All right, because 1,000 cuts is just as bad as 2 or 3 big cuts. It'll result the same if you don't get the healing that you need. All right, I want to talk about really quickly. I'm almost finished here. I appreciate your time and your attention. I want to talk about really quickly one patient that we run on one time. Before we do that, I want to go to Hebrews 4:15, another familiar scripture. And I want us to get a hold of what it says, 4:15-16. Hebrews 4, verse number 15 and 16. You beat me there. Go ahead and read it for me, please. We don't have a high priest. Can't be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. All points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Obtain mercy. Grace to help in time of need. I want you to understand that you and I, when we come to the Lord, we can come boldly unto the throne of grace. Even with our little baby cuts or something big and harmful, we can come boldly to the throne of grace. And God wants us to come in that way. He wants us to come to him and say, Lord, you said this, and Lord, you said that, and Lord, I need some help right now. All right, and that's between you. The beauty of it is nobody else has to know. Only you and the Lord need to know that. And he'll do that. He'll bless us and he'll help us. How can we obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need if we won't meet that condition? And so what happened was, this is something serious, and I'm going to explain to you what happened. One time I was riding on Rescue 54. That's down in Oak Cliff. And this can happen to us, and I want us to be careful here. Sometimes we get so used to trying to deal with the problem ourselves, we think we're doing some good, but we're not. And so we were down there in Oak Cliff on Rescue 54, and we get the call of bleeding. Bleeding could be anything. It could be a stubbed toe with a side order of a little scratch, or it can be a serious bleeding. All right? And so we get the call, and at this time... We may have got there fast. It's possible. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. They say you can go 15 miles over the speed limit. And so that's legal, but we got to stop at all that. We give due regard at the stop signs and all that. So I don't know how fast we were going over the speed limit, but we got there. And there was a man and a woman, and they were up in age. And the man, he was bleeding. He had what's called a fistula. And so you got different size veins and arteries in your body. And if you have dialysis or something like that, your kidneys, your liver is failing, then you have to go 3 times a week to get your blood taken out of your body, cleaned artificially, and put back in. And so you need a permanent access to your body because it's how often you're doing it. And so what happened was, some kind of way, I think she was cleaning it or something. I don't know. I remember the story exactly. But she ended up pulling that thing out. She pulled it out. And so, if you know where I'm pointing at, that's your brachial artery. That's an artery. That's a big boy right there. And so, anytime blood does like this, that means that's your heart pumping. That blood, and it's close to the heart. See how close that is to the heart? All right. And so, it's pumping big blood out in a short amount of time. And so what happened was she had white towels all over the area, and she was trying her best to stop that bleeding with them white towels. They were soaked through and through. We get there and we had to call him. There's nothing we can do about it. He was already gone. You understand? But if she had called, and this is what I want you to get a hold of. If she had called and said, I need help. I don't have the expertise to deal with what I'm dealing with. We still would have got there fast. And do you know what you do? You can even do it with a belt. Take a belt, take a tourniquet, put it right up above that injury site, and you cinch it down, and you cut that blood off from coming out. He'd still be with us. If the Lord say the same, he'd still be with us today. You understand? My point is, if you don't have the ability, if you don't have the expertise to deal with what it is that you're dealing with, why don't you call somebody who does? Time is of the essence. It's important. You know that you're under attack. You know that you're bleeding inside. It's a big cut or a little cut. Doesn't matter. I'm encouraging you this morning. Call the one that can do something about it. Come boldly unto the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy. I believe this with all my heart. The reason why prayer is the answer is because you can do it standing. You can do it lying down. You can do it with your mouth out loud. You can do it whispering. You can do it in your mind. It's always there, and it can help you. It's access to God if you are in need, always.
Yes, amen.
All right? Do we utilize it like we should? Or do we just try to tough it out? May the Lord have mercy upon us. May he help us in a very special way. There's at least 42 recorded healings in the scriptures. That's recorded healings that Jesus did, but there's many more. I'm going to give you some references, and I'm going to give you a short little something. I need to sit down now, but I want to give you a short little something on each one of them. And I want you to, if you could, take some time this week and look over them. I'm going to give you all of them, the scriptures first, and then I'm going to touch on them. John 9:1, read on down through at least verse number 7. So get that down in your notes if you do take notes. John 9:1-7. Remember that the physical healings, they mirror or they are similar to what God can do in our hearts and in our minds and in our spirits. All right. The next one is Matthew 9:2. Read on down through maybe verse number 7 at least. Mark 7:32-35. And then Matthew 9:20 on down through verse number 22. All right. I want to say something brief about each one. John 9:1 is talking about the one that was blind. All right. And I can't get into all of it because time won't permit me to do it. But sometimes what we have is not physical blindness, but spiritual blindness. There's been an injury to our spiritual eyes, and we need God to heal that. Because if I don't see something correctly, then I'm not going to do what is correct, and I'm not going to speak correctly either.
Right.
All right? There's another one that talks about the palsy. Palsy is just paralysis. What paralysis is something doesn't work. One of your limbs or more of your limbs, it doesn't work correctly. And so this person, think about it in a spiritual sense as well. Think about it in a spiritual sense. Most importantly, if you have some sort of spiritual paralysis, how can you do the will of God like you'd like to? All right? And so God wants to heal that. This is what the Lord has given me. All right? All right. Moving down through Mark 7:32-35, it talks about being deaf and dumb. Remember the message about he that hath an ear, let him hear.
Yeah.
All right, and so sometimes we have incurred spiritual deafness. We can't hear or we can't hear correctly. And in these scriptures, I'm going to spend a tiny bit of time here, but what it talked about is the person that couldn't hear right then they had trouble speaking. And we know that in a natural sense, if you can't hear the words correctly, the way you hear them is the way you're going to say them. Right? And so when the hearing gets fixed, then the speaking gets fixed. Right? So it's a double healing there. And so we think about the spiritual ramifications there. And then I talked about the woman with the issue of blood. I'm going to spend a tiny bit of time on that, and then I'm going to sit down. I appreciate your time, your attention, your prayer for me. Sometimes what we're dealing with is embarrassing. All right? We are ashamed of it. Okay? The woman with the issue of blood, that was a shameful thing. Nobody wants to have that. Nobody wants to expose that to anybody else. And so the things that we are ashamed of, the things that are we don't want anybody else to know, I want to encourage you today, if you come and get help at the altar, the people that deal with you at the altar, that's going to be between you and them and God, and that's it. But I also want to encourage you this way. Even if you don't come to this altar, you can come to an altar, wherever that might be, and you deal with God directly about it. Yes. There are some things that I had to deal with I don't want nobody to know. I'm ashamed of it. I won't tell you about it, so don't ask me. But I know that God dealt with me on those things. And he had mercy upon me, and he helped me. I want to encourage you this morning. Put the band-aids down by the grace and help of God. I appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers for me. I'm working on preaching a less amount of time. I'm not very successful with it, so y'all can pray for me in that way as well. I want to make heaven my home, most of all. Want to be pleasing and honoring God. I want you to do the same thing. So you be praying for me. I will be praying for you. I appreciate your prayer and your time, your attention.